When it comes to happy songs, I feel like it's subjective for everyone. Everyone has a different idea of bliss. Everyone has different preferences when it comes to music. But in today's episode, we wanted to take you guys through songs that we feel like were made to make you feel happy. So before we actually get started with some of our selections, if you guys are new here, make sure to follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere that you guys listen to these podcasts. A 5-star rating would also help quite a bit, as well as a review. It means the world to us, guys. And we're dropping these episodes every single Tuesday, so make sure to stay tuned for all of these. But Ant, let me ask you, going into this list, I mean, there's no dictionary definition next to songs of what's supposed to make you feel happy. So how did you sort of go about forming this?
Well, songs that have made me happy in the past.
Okay, so it's purely subjective for you.
Both subjective and also some stuff that makes me feel happy in different ways, obviously, right?
Yeah.
Because like, you could go through songs and spin them at a party and they're very triumphant. There's beautiful messaging. There's this uplifting production, and that's one way to lift your mood. Then there's maybe certain songs that like the content matter is super relatable, or let's say it shares a certain type of emotion with you and it gets you in a better spirit because people could relate to, let's say, the pain that you're going through. So that's why I feel like there's all kinds of different ways to attack this. And honestly, guys, let me know in the Q&A. What song makes you really happy? You know, it could be one, it could be two, it could be three, whatever the case may be. Drop it down in the comments. But yeah, for myself, I brought in a mix of different things. Songs that I grew up listening to, that was a big one for me. Songs that I had, let's say, in a party playlist. Songs that I've been revisiting lately. Just certain things that also uplift my mood. So how about for you? Was it, let's say, the production, the songwriting, brought you back to a great time in your life? Like, what were you looking for in this episode?
Definitely instrumentals that, you know, sound more upbeat, maybe have a faster tempo for the most part. I also feel like seasonality is kind of attached to this as well, in the sense that, you know, when you're looking at like winter songs, I'm not finding much off of 808s. It's necessarily going to put a smile on my face, even though I enjoy the music. So definitely maybe summery type of tracks as well. And yeah, definitely stuff that over time has had a positive impact in my life. But one song that I wanted to mention that I feel like was too obvious, I want to ask you that too. Did you have any songs that were too obvious to throw in? But one of them for me was Mr. Blue Sky by Electric Light Orchestra. Just an epic climax of that song. It feels like you're just at home with nature. So that's definitely an uplifting one that I feel like was too obvious.
I think Mr. Rager is one of those songs that like it's too obvious. I've spoken about it in the past, but yeah, that's a big pick-me-upper.
It is.
Just the legend of Kid Cudi, the writing, you know, the acoustic guitar, the build-up, those slow build-up with the drums, and then after that, the passionate chorus from Kid Cudi. That's one that could definitely get you in a better mood. And obviously, like, you know, Mac Miller's catalog and Kid Cudi's catalog, even some old Tyler. Like, there's so many different areas to go into with hip-hop, but I tried to bring in a bit of a blend of different things that I enjoy, and I tried to bring in some recommendations, obviously, that I haven't spoken about on the podcast yet. But especially for you, you know, like, what's your relationship with music, let's say, to get you in more of a, I would say, a happier mood, if that makes sense to you? Just something to uplift a soul, something to get you going, you know? Is it always something that you go towards whenever there's something, I don't know, brewing in your life, let's say?
I mean, yeah, there's definitely certain albums that have like that that mark for me where I'll go to it if I'm feeling down or if I need to pick me up. I mean, definitely motivational music falls into that. A lot of soul and jazz music, I feel like, just really gets me feeling, you know, definitely better than if I were to be down.
Did you bring
down,
any swimming on this list today?
No swimming. Again, too obvious for me.
Okay, yes.
I feel like I've recommended a lot of swimming by Mac Miller.
Absolutely, like swimming would basically fit in perfectly.
Yes, therapeutic music, man.
Absolutely.
For sure. But again, there's also like sort of a lot of sad tones.
But
if
you were to recommend someone 2009, then I guess that makes sense for the context of this episode, right?
It would, for sure. But yeah, what's the first song that you wanted to talk about?
All right, so the first song that I wanted to bring in today, this was a mega hit back in, I believe, 2011. And this is going to be Safe and Sound by Capital Cities. This dropped a long time ago, nearly over a decade at this point, which is kind of crazy to think about. And super popular song for its time, peaked at number 8 on the Hot 100. And it's crazy because you're just getting this beautiful wave of alternative rock and, you know, synth pop. And it's just absolutely incredible. There's hints of new wave production. And it's just, it's beautiful because you get this incredible trumpet line, you know, for the drop, and it feels absolutely atmospheric, you know. And I played it at my cousin's party a couple of weeks ago, and everyone was like, fuck, like, I haven't heard this song in such a long time, but it's such a pick-me-up.
Was playing at the party. I didn't pick up on that.
Yeah, I have it in my playlist from, like, my party rotation, and I really enjoy it because it brings everyone together, you know? And basically, the lyrics of the song are very self-explanatory. As long as we're together, we're safe and sound, talking about being in harmony and talking about being in a good state of mind, and I love it. Thank you to Fajella. He played it in the car, you know, during the holidays with me, and I was like, man, that is a great song to get you in a good mood.
I feel like that's a FIFA song. If I'm not mistaken, I'm pretty sure it was featured in a soundtrack.
I'm not sure if it was ever featured in a soundtrack. I just do know that it got a massive amount of radio play, but as a whole, you know, when I'm talking about the NFR community and even the new gen community as a whole with music listeners, no one really talks about the track as a whole, so it's a good one to go back to, and I think that it's really good as well because it's proven to have spoken to millions of people. That's another thing that I wanted to try and do was like find these, you know, underrated hits that went crazy a long time ago that got everyone positive, that got everyone in a great mood, but people kind of forgot about. So that's going to be my first selection for today.
Yeah,
how about you?
It's a great pick. But speaking of that party, I got you in beer pong. After all that talk on the show, I got you with the island shot.
Now that we dropped the first vlog, I feel like it's fitting to get me and you and the boys in like a beer pong match.
Yes, the next vlog.
Yeah, the next vlog, we'll do that.
We'll do that. Yeah, and we know exactly where that vlog is going to be. So that's going to be
a good time.
That's going to be cool for sure. But yeah, let me talk about my first pick, and this is going to be a song that I feel like not many people would look at face value and say, oh, this is uplifting, this is a happy tune. But for me, it always has been. It's going to be OCB by Joey Badass, which
I love this song.
I feel like it's underrated. And even when people talk about Joey's best songs, I never really ever hear it come up. And the first thing that we hear is the sound of these elegant piano keys. You have these airy strings, and it's actually a sample of a Polish jazz song, which creates this gleeful mood. It's enchanting. And I also like the double meaning of the song, which is only child blues, which again gives you more of a sad tone, but it also stands for OCB, which is a rolling paper company, which I'm sure a lot of you guys are familiar with if you've dibbled and dabbled with the ganja. But it's funny how Joey's first words are, these are the only child blues. And although he does go into like his father leaving him and certain trauma within the song, it has a very positive spirit to it because he's rapping about how much care he puts into his music and all the projects that he releases. He talks about knowledge being way more valuable than any amount of money, which I really like and thought that was tasteful. And it's Joey also reimagining his state of mind when he was in school, knowing that the education system for him was going to be more of a stepping stone rather than a predictor for his future, which is something that I could relate to as well. And I just love the confidence, the self-determination, and how powerful and inspiring his presence is all throughout the song. I like that his cadence is also balanced between being soft and hardcore, and his delivery is just as smooth as the instrumental. Uplifting song. Also, nice sax solo that comes in towards the end, and also a nice spoken word outro from Joey's mother. So this is one of those more wholesome songs where if you're feeling like you want to sort of relate to someone that's gone through things but is looking for the light at the end of the tunnel, it's easy to relate to in that sense. And again, one of the most underrated from his catalog.
Very good pick. There's a bunch of different songs that you could go onto there that has like a triumphant feeling. You know, even Jesus View is one for me. Obviously, Paper Trails and Christ Conscious. It's the great album to spin from front to end. It's really one of those albums that I go back to all the time. But all right, let me go to my second selection. And this is going to be another big hit from the 2010s. And this is going to be Beautiful People by Chris Brown and Benny Benassi.
Mm, okay.
This is a really uplifting song. It peaked at number 43 on the Hot 100 a long time ago. And ever since, it's been in my rotation. I remember since a kid, I've always had an uplifting feeling listening to this song. It's been a staple in every single party that I go to. And it's so sick because it's sort of like this progressive house Europop song that feels so sick for Chris Brown because you're getting his vocals throughout the entire track. And, you know, it's just cool because you're getting this beautiful message of like, you know, look around you. All you see is beautiful people, beautiful lives, you know, just everyone being in harmony and coming together. And it's just that sort of feeling is hard to replicate within music and have it go that viral. And not only that, but as I said, I love even the dancehall and R&B influences throughout the song itself. It's really something else. And then, you know, apparently when you go through those synths and you just go through Benny Benassi's vocals, which are actually auto-tuned the fuck up, you feel this beautiful sense of euphoria. And that's something that I always love with this song. You know, no matter what setting you play it in, whether it's a car ride or whether it's a party, like I had said, it's going to bring a different type of energy to the crowd. It's going to bring a different type of energy to you as well. And it's very simple to go along with. It's not a complicated rap song where maybe it's not going to connect to everyone. So, Beautiful People by Benny Benassi and Chris Brown.
Yeah, I feel like growing up, I was hearing that like every big occasion, fucking hall parties, communions, confirmations, weddings.
It's a celebration song. It is. Of course it is. It's really one of those incredible songs that You know, gets you in a good mood, that's going to put you in a good vibe, and that gets everyone dancing, you know, and that's something that I
How
like
big
about
of
it.
A hit was this? I feel like it was massive at a certain
It peaked
point.
At number 43 on the Hot 100.
I just want to know, like, what the certifications are. I'm just kind
of
curious.
Probably a couple of times platinum.
Yeah, it's got to be. Let's see. This Beautiful People, Chris Brown. Let's go.
Benny Benassi.
Yeah, let's go see. It's platinum. It's only one time platinum. Maybe it hasn't been updated, but interesting. I feel like it would have been
But I
much
feel like, yeah, I feel like when I had saw the chart placement of it peaking at number 43, I'm like, you sure this was in a top 10 hit?
Yeah, facts.
Because it was playing everywhere when we were kids, but I guess it kind of fall off quick.
Maybe it was only a Canadian hit. Maybe it went crazy in Canada. Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, so, great song.
It's a fantastic song.
All right, next up, I have something that I found a bit more recently. This is going to be Candle Flame by Jungle and featuring Eric the Architect. And it's a song from British electronic band Jungle. And this album is really warm. It's very summery. There's a lot of soul samples that are, you know, sort of implemented within it. And they also fuse soul, disco, hip hop, and more. And this song starts off with very intensely passionate vocals from Jungle. And they're really, you know, singing about sort of expressing that their lover is the only person that can heal them. And the whole song is about sort of the ups and downs of a relationship. But sonically, it feels like paradise because the instrumental has these warm vocal harmonies, these hypnotic guitar chords that are repeated throughout, very punchy drums as well. And it's just a fun and colorful, danceable groove that you can find yourself within this track. And then, of course, seeing Eric the Architect being part of a track like this was not something that I expected to find, but it was a very nice and warm addition to it. He has a very fast moving verse. He's sliding through the grooves, and his second verse is really the one that's fucking extraordinary when you listen to it, because he has like this bouncy double time flow within it, and as you just he found the perfect pocket for this song. And this sounds like it's coming right off of like a Calvin Harris summer album or maybe something that you would hear off of an Anderson .Paak album. And I know for a fact that you would be a massive fan of it just because I feel like it's very akin to like a K-Trinata type of production.
Did you post it on your story?
I posted it on my story, yeah. Has a vintage dance sound, electronic-based hip-hop performance. So like I said, it's up your alley. You should definitely
check
it out.
Eric's due actually to drop a solo album.
Yeah.
Eric's due to drop a solo. That's going to be a great album to listen to.
Yeah, some of the stuff you were showing me that he's been teasing sounds fire. So
absolutely. I'm
going
to go through that. But all right, let's continue going on with this. My next one, this is another classic song from, I believe, 2006. Yeah, this is going to be World Hold On by Bob Sinclair. Dropped back in 2006, and it's one of the most beautiful songs I've ever heard. Bringing in some EDM influence today to start off the episode.
Some classic dance tracks.
Yeah, because you can't go wrong with these, man. It just makes you escape from everything. And that's one thing that I like about EDM is that, you know, it's a very unified genre, if that makes sense to you. You see a lot of raves, and you see a lot of these big gatherings and concerts, and it's beautiful because there's so many different cultures, people, moods, you know, whatever the case may be, that come together and that unite as one. And World Hold On by Bob Sinclair is fantastic. It was produced by the French music producer DJ Bob Sinclair, and it features Steve Edwards. And it was released from Sinclair's Western Dream album on April 17, 2006. That was a mouthful. But what I love about it is not only like the EDM, you know, let's say production and the way that it starts off, but really the message of it. And once you start getting into, let's say, the chorus, it's beautiful because it says, "World, hold on. Instead of messing with our future, open up inside. World, hold on. One day we'll have to answer to the children of the sky." And it's beautiful because it brings this beautiful and optimistic message to the youth about being patient and about saying that the time will come where your vision will become reality. And I feel like that's a message a lot of young people could really relate to, especially nowadays when things seem so dark and obsolete all the time as you start to get older and older. And even for the old people, maybe it's a message to them for letting the kids have fun and, you know, kind of them being stress-free and stress-worried because, you know, at the end of the day, the kids are going to have everything and they're going to be all right with everything. So that's why I feel like it's a very triumphant song. And again, just like Beautiful People and just like Safe and Sound, yes, maybe it's a bit different in messaging, but it does something to unite a population. It does something to be able to, you know, spread a positive message through an uplifting production. Very high BPM, of course, your classic sort of progressive EDM production, run-of-the-mill sort of stuff. And you guys have for sure heard this, but take a trip down memory lane to 2006 and start bumping this.
Yeah, you're bringing a lot of wedding-friendly songs, which gave me an idea for a future audio podcast, sort of best songs for a wedding, man. I think
that'd
be a fun one. But all right, next up for me, I'm going to have Return of the Mac by Mac Morrison. And this song came out in 1996. It's a crossover between R&B and some hip-hop, I would say. And it became a smash hit. I think it placed in the top 10 of the Hot 100. And what's interesting is that it dropped in 96 at a time, from what I was reading upon, where there wasn't too many R&B hits in the US. And this was sort of one from the UK that sort of broke out into the US. So that's a pretty fun fact. But the song is, you know, pretty much Mac vowing to have some rebound fun after his girl crushed his heart. Like, it's pretty much a big epic club song that also feels like a big comeback song for Mac. And so technically it's a sad song because, you know, he's describing how his girl lied to him and how much she hurt him, but there's sort of a silver lining to it where it's like, you know, I'm back on the prowl now and I'm ready to sort of get back into my mojo and do what I have to do. So I like the message. I always thought it was lighthearted and relatable for anyone that's going through a breakup or anyone that's going through a hard time with a partner. So I like it in that sense. The instrumental has very vibrant club synths and this sort of beeping alarm sound with these kick drums. And it's very high energy. It's very exciting. Max chorus is absolutely electrifying. And I don't think I've ever heard someone make that much of a spectacle about like them being back on the market like Mac does on this song. And there's something contagious about his energy and his charisma with lyrics like letting all the people know that I'm back to run the show. This is always a song that really connected with me. Yeah.
I love this
classic.
Song. It's a great way to get over a breakup.
Yeah, absolutely, bro.
We're ready to get back into it. Yeah,
absolutely. Instead of going with like some more like low-key, like, depressive, like, take care socks, fuck it. Like, I'm back. I'm ready, bro.
I'm ready to get back in.
Yeah.
Those are the best types of nights for the boys, you know?
Absolutely.
When someone's back in, like,
anyway, on that time.
Anyways, all right, let's keep going on with this. Let's go on to my next selection, and this is going to be called Make Love, featuring Olive Chitman, excuse me.
Sheesh, okay.
Yeah, so this is by Room 5. I mean, listen, bro, it's kind of self-explanatory.
Make some love.
That's basically what it is. But what's interesting is that this comes from the Italian music producer Room 5, also known as Junior Jack, and it samples an old R&B song called Get Down Saturday Night by Oliver Chapman and Chatham, excuse me. And it only reached number one in the UK and never hit mainstream markets within the US or North America.
I don't think I've ever heard it. So.
And yes, you have. I've played it in the studio a bunch of times. And the best way that I could kind of put it is like, It has a beautiful dance at, like, escapade to it, and it's one of those. Wait, hold on, I gotta pull up something.
Yeah, go for it.
If I could give you like something, it sounds like, I think that would be fantastic. Hold on a second. It's one of those songs that like you would drive to GTA in. You know, you put it on in GTA and you just start.
Fits
driving
for the GTA soundtrack.
You'll know exactly what I mean when I give you the example of what I'm talking about. That like kind of perfectly gets it on the nail. Hold on a second.
No, you're going to play a snippet of the song itself or something? Another song that sounds like
I could play you a snippet of the song.
If
I don't
you want.
Sure, yeah, I'll play you a snippet of it.
Play a quick...
By the way, how does that work with Spotify? Do you get
to... I think we did it for the Fantano episode that we had done and we were okay.
Yeah, we were okay with
so.
It. Okay, so it sounds very similar to Music Sounds Better With You. It's like this sort of
okay,
vibe.
I see,
so it's like
I
a different
see.
Variation.
I got
so.
You.
You get what I'm trying to say?
Okay, very similar.
Yeah, it's very
yeah.
similar.
I hear that.
So yeah, this released back in 2003, and as I said, it didn't necessarily reach anything in the US, but it started going crazy in the UK, reached number one, and then after that, it reached number 38 on the UK singles chart. So it's pretty cool because it kind of got famous because of a commercial, like a lot of different songs that have hit the mainstream back then. So I always found it cool, and as I said, it's one of those songs that you could just drive out to. You know, you could really have a good time with it, just drive out to, and then maybe if you're in a party setting, you know, you're getting the drinks going, celebration time, it's really one of those songs that have a nice feeling to it. And I've always loved European house music.
Yeah.
That is a big, big, big genre for me. So it kind of fits within that European dance sort of genre.
So are we going to see only dance songs off the list? I'm enjoying the rec so far.
This is the last one.
Last
actually.
One of the list? Okay.
The next four that I have. I'll give you guys a little hint. I have a reggae song. I have a new hip-hop song that dropped back in August of 2023. I have alternative R&B, and then after that, I have, again, alternative R&B.
Well, speaking of alternative R&B, that takes me to my next pick, which is It Gets Better With Time by The Internet, and The Internet is a great alternative R&B group, and they're dropping an album this year from what they've announced at the time of this recording. So I've sort of picked them back into my rotation, been listening to their album Hive Mind quite a bit. I mean, the song It Gets Better With Time is
a great album.
One of their funkiest songs, and it has this irresistible bass line, which really creates the rhythm for the song and complements the simple drums. And the lead vocalist, Sid, has a breathtaking performance, singing with her usual smooth vocals and light falsetto. The voice is just absolutely soothing. And like we were talking about earlier about, like, oh, more into that bag of, like, therapeutic Mac Miller swimming type of music, this would fit into that pocket.
So it's like a nocturnal vibe to the song?
Yeah, it's very soft, delicate strings within it. But it makes you feel happy just because, you know, it's a song about, like, no matter what's going on with your life, there's a way to figure it out. There's a solution. There's a way that you could work towards a brighter and better future. So you'll figure that out message-wise once you spin it. But there's also a beautiful outro to the song where her vocals fade out, and then you get Patrick, the bassist, giving us some dope introspective rhymes. So a nice unexpected switch to some more introspective hip-hop toward the end, which I appreciate quite a bit. And yeah, guys, if you haven't heard the internet's music whatsoever, now is the time to get onto that
wagon.
They're
dropping a new album.
That's it. They're dropping a new album, so now is the time to really lock in with them. So I thought I'd bring that one into the conversation.
Very good. But okay, let's talk about some Bob Marley. Let's go to Exodus, and that's where I wanted to bring in
Beautiful.
Jamming. So Jamming is a song that released back in 1977, and it's this old 70s reggae song that holds so much value to it, because basically the concept of the song is like everyone getting together, again, bringing unity into a track, but everyone dancing together and having a good time and feeling the good vibrations around everyone. And what's beautiful is that if the word jamming in Jamaican patois means expression, meaning to dance and have a good time. And that's basically the basis of the entire song. And you're getting those classic rhythmic roots from the reggae song, just, you know, very slow tempo, but just feels so nice and relaxing. You could play this on island time. You guys could play this on a day off to start your morning. And Bob Marley is just such a legend, man. Like, going back to Exodus, I was bumping this in the car when I was very frustrated in traffic, actually. I was very frustrated in traffic. It was the day that I picked up my new car. And I was driving home from John's office with Nick in the car. And I think Nick was sleeping in the passenger. And I was just like fucking angry because there was full of snow everywhere. I wasn't angry, but you know what I'm trying to say? Like,
yeah, you're a bit fucking ticked off.
Like, you're a bit heated, you know?
Traffic was grinding your gears.
Absolutely. Already you can't fucking drive in Montreal because it's like driving through a tundra. Shout out to Playboi Carti. But regardless, though, all jokes aside, I turned on Exodus, and I'm like, okay, fuck it. I got nothing else to bump, right? It was one of those days where I was in the car all day, and I literally ripped through a bunch of different music, and I threw this on, and oh, baby.
Yeah.
You know, it does the exact
thing. Heavenly.
And yeah, you're not worried anymore. You're never worried about a single thing. You're just jamming, man. You're having a good time, and you're listening to Bob Marley's lyrics and how he's legitimately the most carefree person of all time.
Oh,
and I really love
sure.
that message just because often in society, we look at different things and we get caught up and we're scared about what people think, or we're scared about certain things that happened in the past. But with this song, it's legitimately carefree. It's all about just dancing, having a good time, and jamming out.
Yeah, this whole album, Exodus, I mean, it's just a perfect fucking ear cleanser. Like, one of the more recent times that we went clubbing, I had driven back home and I was just bumping this whole fucking album the way home.
You can't be mad, like, bumping this entire album. So that's why I felt like I had to bring in something from Exodus. So
all right, next up, I'm going to have Say Yeah by Wiz Khalifa. This is early Wiz, and early Wiz was all about having a good time, smoking joints, partying with beautiful women. You name it, he was doing it. And this song dropped in 2008, and it's known for heavily sampling the dance classic Better Off Alone from 1998. And this is Wiz Khalifa's national strip club anthem, to be honest with you. And you guys would probably recognize it more recently from Playboi Carti's album teasers, when he showed a clip of, you know, him in the strip club with Metro Boomin, and this song was playing in
going
the background,
crazy, yeah.
The instrumental of it at least. And there's no way this song does not get you in a hyped fucking mood. It's underrated just because I feel like a lot of the house parties that, you know, we've gone to, never really heard it come on. Like, this was something that I sort of had to discover on my own, and then once I did, I'm like,
this is a wedding song. It's a classic wedding song. Yeah, it's a
wedding, I don't know,
song.
If it's appropriate for the wedding,
no, not
with kids
the
running
original
around.
One, the original.
Yeah, Better Off Alone, absolutely. Yeah.
The original one's a big wedding song.
But no, Say Yeah, I don't know about the wedding, but
no,
definitely
anyone,
for the strip club
my
for your parties.
My dad was doing the playlist for my confirmation when I was like 10. I think he was putting this on? No.
Yeah, I don't think so. But yeah, Wiz is rapping with a lot of charisma about throwing money into the air, being high and drunk, describes strippers working hard for their money. And yeah, not only does Wiz give us a sticky hook, but The verses are dope. He's having fun. And I just like the fact that he reinvented a classic and really used a lot of it, but he did it tastefully. And you don't see that often these days anymore.
Him and Mac Miller were so good at that.
They were so good at that.
Absolutely.
So had to throw Say Yeah into the mix.
All right. Let's keep going on with this. My next track is actually going to be from Zach Fox, and this is going to be called Dummy.
Okay.
Released back in August of 2023. Have you ever heard it?
I have not heard this song.
Yeah. So it's basically 2 minutes and 16. So it's a shorter track, but what's cool about it is that Zach Fox is not necessarily doing anything crazy lyrically on the song. It's basically a victory lap for him, talking about women, obviously, talking about his competition. It's nothing too crazy. What's really cool, though, is the flow and cadence that he uses, because it's very fast-paced, but yet it's so smooth, and it's kind of a mindfuck because you could really understand everything he's saying, but he's rapping over this beat that has a very quick BPM, and in the background, there's these beautiful vocals that are sampled, and you're getting these cowbells that come through every once in a while. It's really a well-put-together song, but it's one of those, you know, rap songs that I've been listening to lately that you don't have to think about anything. You could just put it on and, like, you could either relate to the lyrics or you don't want to. You could listen to it and just get it, you know, engulfed in his flows and his cadences. Because as I said, that's the biggest sell of the song for me. Zach Fox comes together with this beautiful, just confident performance. And he just absolutely rips it for the 2 minutes that he's actually on the track itself. And you get these really high tempo snares that are going throughout the song. And you're asking yourself, how does he make this seem so smooth, right? Like, artists definitely have a hard time rapping on faster paced beats to keep up with it and find the right pockets. Usually it's not suitable for every single type of rapper, but Zach approaches it with such a calm and smooth demeanor that it creates a beautiful balance throughout the entire track. And it dropped back in August, and honestly, the only way I found out about it is because the producer who produced it posted it up on his IG, said that it just hit 1 million streams. So I'm like, Oh, fuck it. Zach Fox. I'll check out for some Zach Fox every once in a while. I go check it out. It's actually fire. So if you guys want to go check it out, Dummy by Zach Fox dropped actually on my birthday of last year on August 11th, which is really cool. So
fire.
Go ahead and rip that, guys.
All right. Speaking of some more hip hop stuff, my next pick is going to be Overnight Celebrity by Twista featuring Kanye West. And this is a song that came from the same duo that brought us Slow Jams on the College Dropout. And this was them back at it again a year later. Kanye's featured on it. He's on the hook. And he also produced the song. And the sample flip from Kanye is absolutely sensational. And honestly, I wanted to bring some College Dropout stuff. And I'm like, this is too obvious. But this is really in that same vein. So Kanye speeds up a sample from Lenny Williams. And he produces this song the way that like RZA would produce a beat, where the sampled vocals are used as like an instrument, the way they're looped. So love the vocal sample flip. Love the gorgeous violins that open it up as well. Fucking perfect. And Kanye just took this beautiful soulful orchestral music and sped it up, gave a new life, made it more upbeat. And you get positive energy from Twista and Kanye as they sort of celebrate this newfound fame, newfound fortune. And the song's about like trying to win over a woman by any means necessary, which is a fun theme because it's done respectfully. Because there's like a girl like that has a nice ass, according to Twista, and he says that he'll buy her Jimmy Choo and Marc Jacobs bags and bring her to the MTV Awards just because of how sensational her butt is. So a lot of humor within it as well. And it's Kanye rapping smoothly on the hook and Twista finding the perfect pocket for this bullet fast flow that he uses. And that's something too that I appreciate with this song and a lot of Twista's music, is that nowadays you hear a rapper rapping with a super, super quick flow and you're a bit turned off because the articulation is missing. You're not really, you know, getting all the words pronounced right or in an efficient way. But the way that Twista does the fast flow on this song and a lot of his catalog is just mesmerizing. So this is a hip hop classic. If you guys have not heard this song, as I said, it could have been a bonus song on the College Dropout for how similar it feels to that Sonic universe. So had to bring that in.
Very nice. All right. Let's keep going on.
What do you got
this
next?
All right, this is going to be my second last song of today's episode, and this one is a beautiful song. This is going to be Fair Chance by Thundercat featuring Ty Dolla $ign and Lil B. So this draw back in 2020, and basically the basis of the song is Ty Dolla $ign, Thundercat, and after that Lil B kind of paying tribute to Mac Miller throughout the entire song and just talking about how much they miss him and, you know, the type of emotions that they share together. And what's interesting is that apparently Mac Miller had a massive influence on this album, right? Because once Thundercat had done an interview in 2020 with Zane Lowe, he had this to say about Mac Miller. He said, "The moments that me and that man shared when it came to the creative energy and stuff like that. I'm happy that I got a chance to experience somebody encompassing like that, because everything does tend to isolate you in certain respects. It's like you go off far. Okay, hold on. You go too far off into one of the worlds, you tend to become biased. I was changed forever by my experience with the loss of Mac. Even if I didn't want to, it just changed me. That's just one of the examples of it is what it is. And that's what's interesting about this album is that, you know, there's a sort of like Mac Miller feeling to it. It's very humble. It's very down to earth. It's a very grounded album. And this is one of the songs for me that really encompassed that. There's also a bunch of different remixes that you could go listen to on SoundCloud that have been used in different New York clubs and kind of made waves within the EDM scene. But I've always really enjoyed, you know, more of the original of it because of how much it means, you know, not only to Mac Miller fans, but to the three artists themselves. Not only that, but Soundwave and Flying Lotus produced the song itself. So there's this beautiful, breezy production that comes all the way throughout it. And Thundercat's vocals are fantastic. Obviously, you have a beautiful bass line throughout it. You guys know what you're getting with Thundercat, but it's one of those songs that just puts you in such a beautiful mood and just makes you happy for everything that you have around you. You know, sometimes when you get frustrated, you're angry, you don't feel too well, you tend to drift off and your mind tends to always pick up on the negative things in life. But this is an interesting song because it'll make you appreciate what's really important, and that's maybe the love of a friend or a loved one. So it's definitely something for your guys' rotation. You guys could go through It Is What It Is. Fantastic album, and just enjoy.
All right. I got two more songs I want to bring in, so I'll do one, you'll do another, and then I'll end it off. But next song for me is going to be Home Sweet Home by Motley Crue.
I love this song.
And I absolutely love this song. And to be honest with you, I'm not too hip on Motley Crue's music.
Was
but
your
this
dad
is
a big
one.
Motley Crue fan?
He was a fan of them, but he wasn't a huge fan of them.
Me too. My dad liked certain stuff from
yeah,
Motley Crue.
Yeah, like, I mean, maybe
he
had one CD of Motley Crue.
Yeah.
Max one.
I never had Motley Crue CDs in the house or within the car itself. It was never that area of music.
But yeah, it fits into like the Guns N' Roses, Def Leppard sort of circle of rock music. But the first time I heard it, I was 10 years old. I was watching Hot Tub Time Machine because when I was a kid, I was watching all the most fucking vulgar comedies on my own, like just through the internet and whatnot.
Yeah, your parents let you watch some fuck shit when you were a kid.
They didn't know all of it.
Yeah,
they didn't know all of it.
You put me onto Harold and Kumar when I was a kid. That was a crazy time.
Crazy fucking movies.
Crazy movie.
Absolutely. But yeah, so it's actually used in one of the opening scenes, and it's used in a very dark scene, which I'm not going to get into like all the details of that scene, but what sold me was that one of the main characters from that movie, his favorite band was Motley Crue, and you hear the soundtrack throughout the film. And it was one of those things where it's like you see someone enjoy something so much that you're like, well, I'm intrigued. I want to know what all the fucking hype is about. And that's what this was for me. Like the character in the movie got me enamored with the music itself. And what I love about this song is that it was actually inspired by them spending so much time away from home and being on tour, and like their whole careers they had achieved doing worldwide tours and always dreamt of doing that. And then once they were actually in the groove of that, all they wanted to do was go back home. And that's what ended up inspiring the lyrics and the song itself. And musically, I love what they did here because it starts off as like the slow piano ballad. Mm-hmm. But then as you go through it, it turns into a power ballad when you have this strong guitar chord that kicks into it and these hardcore drums. And, you know, who doesn't love the idea of going back home? I feel like when you think about two ideal places for most people, it's paradise, whatever paradise is to them, and also home. So I love the message of the song. I love the vocal range that that Vince Neil shows throughout it. The vocal timbre is perfect all throughout it. And it's an instrumental that has a continuous evolution. And it's a nice balance between soft rock and hard rock with an amazing guitar solo at the end. So I wanted to bring that one in. Please check it out if you haven't. But what's your last one for today?
Beautiful. So my last one for today is going to be called Waiting For You by Majid Jordan featuring Naomi Sharon.
Very nice.
Dropped back in 2023. And it's just a beautiful, lush R&B song. It sounds like something that could have been released in like the 90s prime R&B scene. Something that feels just very classic, very vintage, but with a new modern twist to the production. And whenever Naomi Sharon is able to lay down a verse or a chorus, I am always intrigued. I've been going through Obsidian all of 2023. It's still carried on into my 2024 rotation. And this was a track that really grabbed me in the summer. And basically, the song itself is about, you know, Naomi Sharon and, you know, whoever else is on the track, just expressing their love for their lover and the lengths that they would go to be able to experience love with them. And I find that a beautiful message, like, you know, especially when sometimes people feel lonely. You know, maybe you guys are asking yourselves, well, I haven't found the one yet. I haven't done this. I haven't done that. You know, you just got out of a bad breakup, whatever the case may be. So this could bring a lot of optimism to that sort of front. And it paints a very beautiful picture about love. And that's something that I love in music. You know, whenever you go through a song and it has like a dirty and raunchy feeling to it, and they're taking like, you know, love and they're kind of just fucking abusing it, and the writing just seems completely off and the energy isn't there, I can't connect to it. It's just, it's not my type of shit. But whenever you get into Naomi Sharon or Michelle Jordan, even old Drake music, Party Next Door, Sade, for example, D'Angelo, that type of music is beautiful because it comes from a place of purity, and I really do enjoy that sort of stuff. The beautiful slow drum pattern, the dreamy atmospheric texture to the production, it just kind of puts you in sort of a trance state, and all of your attention is on this song. It's one of those tracks where you really just, you're in a feeling, you're in a vibe, and whether it's something that gets you happy or gets you in a romantic feel, something that you might want to play with your partner, for example, in the car, it's beautiful for any of those sort of occasions. So it's something that I urge you guys to check out. And maybe you guys are going to go through the new Majid Jordan album and actually enjoy a couple of other tracks off of there. So I haven't talked about the album at length, but maybe in a future episode I will. But that's going to end my recommendations for today.
Yeah, the Good People album is a solid one for sure. But yeah, my last pick for today would not be an audio podcast recommendations episode without a K-Trinada song. I have Chances by K-Trinada featuring Shailia. And there's some songs from Keitra's 99.9% that I was thinking of bringing in, like Got It Good or One Too Many, but I'm like, you're probably going to bring one of those in, so I'm like, I'll go with something different.
Yeah,
for
I didn't
this
think I was going to go with Bubba.
I thought you were going to go with 99.9%. For this vibe, I feel like 99 is maybe
more. I was thinking about it, but the only thing is
it.
I've ran through those albums, yeah, the audio recommendations.
That's it. You've gone through those in depth. But yeah, this song, Chances, I decided to go for a Montreal link-up because obviously K-Trinada is from Montreal and so is the singer Shailia. This is a more low-key song that you could find off of K-Trinada's EP that dropped in 2018. The instrumental is absolutely beautiful. You have these down-tempo synths and you have the sound effects of these birds chirping, which I really like because it feels like you're starting your day, which makes this song a great way to actually wake up and, you know, get the day going with some music. Mm-hmm. I also feel like it feels like a musical awakening. So very good vibes for that. What's also dope about the song is that the message is pretty memorable. It's about believing in yourself and taking chances in life. I also like how dreamy it is too, because, you know, she's singing about how the stars seem to be aligning for her to succeed in her life. So there's a lot of optimism within it, and just a great balance between her lush vocals, the echoes of her vocals within the song. And it's just a song that feels like pure throwback disco with a mix of R&B. Mm-hmm. And yeah, when it comes to Keitra's catalog, this is a song that doesn't really get the appreciation that I feel like
I feel like Bubba gets a lot more conversation because it's Grammy nominated and it's obviously the bigger album as far as streaming goes. But
yeah,
all in all, I tend to go back to more 99.9% as far as my rotation goes.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I feel like that's kind of changed over the years, to be completely honest with
you. Yeah, I'm kind of all over the place with Keitra's discography. But yeah, if I had to go into one place, it would be Bubba. That's probably like my main hub for Keitra.
I've had him as my top listen to album and song, I believe, for the past 2 years in a row. So yeah, it definitely puts me in a very happy space. This type of music just puts you in a completely different universe. Very colorful. It's gorgeous. It's such uplifting music, and I cannot vouch for that recommendation. So
absolutely,
there we go.
Yeah,
but listen, guys, that's going to conclude today's episode. Thank you so much for coming into yet another audio podcast experience. As Lou said at the beginning of this episode, if you do enjoy these episodes, leave us a 5-star review, please. We really appreciate it. You guys have killed it. There's so many 5-star reviews, and we see all the love. But if you have not already, we'd greatly appreciate it. And as I said as well, drop some songs that make you happy. It could be whatever you want. It doesn't even matter. Just let me know. I always like going through recommendations. But guys, much love. Don't forget to follow us on whatever platform you're listening to this on, and we'll catch you next Tuesday. Peace.